This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Cavs losing to the Pacers in Game 2, an otherwise flawless game until like 2 minutes left in the game, but we got Mac Robinson on the board.
Yes.
We've got the Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren, behind the glassy knoll there. We've got Anthony Allant on Syracuse's finest, at least at 92.3 The Fan, Summer Sang. But that being said, hey, JP, what's up, buddy?
Syracuse's finest?
At this station.
At the station, yeah. I mean, that's already a shot at Lima, which is okay, right?
I think
or is
so.
He more? Does he claim more Ohio State than he claims Syracuse at this point?
I think he kind of floats allegiances, much like as the slippery wizard character would want to do.
I mean, if you end up going to like 12 different schools, you just get to adopt them all. Is that how that works?
I think yeah. Like Tyler Shuck is like, hey, Oregon's playing in this playoff game. I'm a big Oregon guy, and then he goes, oh, Louisville is also playing in a different playoff game. Ah, proud of my cards. Go out there and win, boys. Same with Texas Tech and the 75 other schools he went to.
I'll allow it. Yeah, Nick, today is going to be an interesting day, though, because I don't know. I think people have calmed down a little bit, but that is one of the wildest games you're ever going to see.
Man, I feel like I settled on that game. I don't know. Listen, I don't know how. I was watching it in my office, and I'm watching it on a beautiful 50-inch screen TV.
Were you by yourself?
By myself, because okay. I think nobody wanted to be around me during this game because there were a couple moments of the game where I already, like, you could hear me, my voice echoed throughout the room as I was screaming at the TV of something stupid that had happened in the game. And so everybody vacated. It was just me. And when Tyrese Halliburton gets the ball with, 11 seconds when he first gets the ball, I said out loud, like, I narrated the game. I was like, he's going to shoot the ball. And I was just waiting. Yeah. I was like, I actually started yelling at him to shoot the ball so that he could get rid of the ball quick enough because I knew we didn't have a timeout. And as soon as it left his hand, guys, I didn't need to see the shot go in. I was like, you're cooked. You don't have enough time. And he just made that shot. It looked so pristine going out of his hand. And immediately, a lot of this was, I was setting up in that game to be so proud of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell played an all-time guts-out, heart-out kind of game.
Played the game we argued about in the 6 o'clock hour last night.
I was even getting ready to say the words, I was wrong. That was a flawless, almost.
Well, now
flawless.
I know this story's a little faulty.
I was going to own something?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
No show owns things more than this show. That's a weird way of saying that. But it was fine. But the point is, I'm also on the Jersey Shore. So then Max Strus had an all-time heart game, right? Ty Jerome, not great, but he gritted it out there. And Jared Allen, I mean, there were so many moments in it. I didn't even curse Isaac Okoro in the fourth quarter of this game outside of the text that I sent to Mac.
He got nearly 30 minutes, Mac. There was another point of contention yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour as well.
And so maybe it's that I was just so impressed.
By the way, how is that not in the open, Mac? We need to get you having that in the open where your guy, Isaac Okoro, plays a bunch, and it's Nick saying if he plays 30 minutes, he's driving his car off the road.
If you even open your mic to try and talk about Isaac Isaac Okoro. I will throw everything in the studio at you. And while saying I love and respect you, but get the hell out of here. But no, maybe it was that I was so impressed with them being up 14 going into the fourth quarter. And I watched as everybody else did. And it was, you can call it a comeback for Indiana. You can call it a collapse for the Cavs. You're not wrong on either way, whichever focal point you have. But I didn't get, like, I watched as a fair amount of people on social media just instantly turned on the Cavs in that moment. And listen, they clearly were out of gas, although Kenny Atkinson's apparently not allowed to say that. They clearly made a lot of brain farts at the end of that game, that if they made one less brain fart, right now we're talking about the Cavs and Pacers going back to Indy, or going to Indy, tied at ones. I can't get over what an impressive performance that was for about 46 minutes of that game.
Yeah, unfortunately, you needed 48 minutes.
I just never turned. I never did the turn that I think a lot of people on social media did, though.
Which is what the most alarming part, and I don't know who to blame for this. Maybe I do start blaming Atkinson for this, is the idea that you just watched the Pacers in the last round end Milwaukee. Halliburton Sr. went crazy over the idea that they erased, what was it, an 8-point deficit with 30 seconds left on the clock. Like, if anybody could do it, it's this Indiana team, and then you needed it the most, and the Cavs just collapsed more than it was the Pacers doing anything, even though they played spectacular themselves. But you let them do it.
Let them implies that they took the eye off the ball or they had already counted it a win. I don't think that's what happened. I think they quite literally ran out of steam. I think you saw it with Donovan, who, I mean, he's not 100%, and anyone thinking he's 100% going into that game just has not been paying attention and watching how Donovan's favored his leg, how Donovan has, quite frankly, been off to the side a lot more than we've ever seen him in the playoffs, and not just in the playoffs, this year in the offense. This is not, he's not the focal point of the offense. He's taking a back seat.
I mean, he had multiple moments in that fourth quarter. I thought he was going to be carried out with a stretcher.
And so, like, I just, for
Mathurin
me,
over the top on top of him. Then he did that technical, or what should have been a technical foul.
Like, you cannot in any way, you cannot defend the mental miscues that were in that game, because they were there for everyone to see it. Not boxing out Naismith. There was the inbound pass. There was this, that, the other. But, like, I can't even put it on Kenny. Like, no, the players just clearly ran out of it, and nobody had the 30 seconds of energy you needed in about 15 minutes of real time for 30 seconds of clock time to get the damn thing done.
Well, does this go back to the idea that during the regular season, everyone was so cautious with everyone's minutes, you never stretched them to the point where not only did they never play a 40-minute game, but they also didn't play high-intensity postseason games on top of it?
No, I feel like that's a gross overstatement, too. They were missing three of their six best players, and Indy was able to go, listen, the reason Indy was able to play from court to court, from baseline to baseline pressure all night long is they're healthy enough to do that. They're able to sit Tyrese Halliburton for a lot longer for a nice stretch there in the third quarter because they could, because they're able to play 11 deep right now. Like, so much of what the Cavs have done is, the Cavs are the perfect blend of, we're incredibly deep and we have a lot of upper echelon talent. Well, half that upper echelon talent was, and specifically on the playmaking side and the shooting side, wasn't there yesterday. And that brought the final three guys on the bench up in the road. I mean, we got Craig Porter Jr. minutes last night.
Yeah,
so
we did.
I'll be honest with you. I'm giving the Peterlin pass. I don't.
Oh,
the loss.
Oh,
sucked.
How about this?
The loss hurt.
An unexpected Peterlin pass.
Peterlin pass.
I promise you. I'm not trying to make excuses for them. I'm not going to hammer them. And I think there were. I think if we were closer to the moment, I understand the emotion of, that's a collapse and bleep these guys. You're supposed to be champions. I get a lot more the closer you are. I don't have a problem with anything that was said on any other show earlier than this, but I've had almost 24 hours to think about it. And the farther I get away from it, and the farther I get away from the emotion and what a kick in the nards that was, I continue to come back to, they probably shouldn't have been up 14 points going into the third quarter anyways. And then it became a comedy of errors, even though none of us were laughing.
It felt like they used so much in that first quarter to really set the tone and to really just kind of showcase what they could do against the Pacers while also being down and out. It almost kind of felt like as well that the Pacers were sleeping on that Cavs team when you didn't have Garland, Mobley, and DeAndre Hunter. As if they thought it was going to be some sort of cakewalk, and then they got punched in the mouth.
I think if two of those three guys play, or all three guys play, that's a 30-point win last night. I thought Indiana came prepared in game one, and I don't think it was just about the injuries. I think Indiana was they were sniffing themselves.
I mean, Donovan almost had as many points in quarter one than the Pacers did.
I think they were sniffing themselves, feeling themselves, however you want to say it. And I just think they ran out of gas, they ran out of bodies. And listen, a lot of miscues. But I just to watch that game and to watch inspired basketball, like, we shouldn't have to rely on 23 points for Max Strus. And it wasn't just the points.
Strus, I mean,
Max
was awesome.
Max was making plays. And like even like the crap that Ty Jerome's taking, and he has been awful these first two games. Guys, he's their second playmaker. Like, for all intents and purposes, Ty's your point guard. So he's carrying a gigantic – that's why, like, people are like, oh, Donovan only played 35 minutes. I don't know why he's so tired. One, he's not 100%. Two, I don't know if you know this, when he was on the court, when he was running things, everything ran through him. That's why late in the game, you saw so many times that he went off to the side of the court, and they were playing 4-on-5 basketball offensively. He was out there more as a decoy late in that game. He had nothing left. So, like, yep, he went 1-for-8 from three.
One for seven.
Yeah, 1-for-7. Another bad three-point shooting night. All right. I just can't do it. I really was. And Jared Allen, and he's kind of been mocked for this. Jared Allen, after the game, said, I think we figured out a formula to beat them with. And he's kind of been mocked because they obviously lost, but it's like, no, the Cavs know exactly what they have to do now to beat this team. Now it is, are you going to get the bodies back enough to do this? Because I'm not panicking down 0-2, and I'm not going to do the self-pity thing. That to me, that's so hack. This, it always happens in Cleveland. Guys, we won a championship. Guys, the Guardians were in the ALCS last year. Guys, the Browns won a playoff game in the last 5 years. All right, the Cavs, without LeBron James, are one of the five best organizations in basketball right now. So this woe is us thing, like, it's not 1996 and we've lost the Browns and we're mired in the end of the Fratello years where he didn't have enough talent to consistently win, where they're the 38 win team. Like, this isn't that.
Now, I don't think it's a woe is us mentality, but I just think there's an acknowledgement. We don't know when these players are going to come back. And that was the most heartbreaking Cavs loss since Jordan over Elo.
If
the series goes, like, if the series goes the Pacers' way, or can we not declare that until the season is done?
But if we said no, wait one more time.
I said, do we have to wait until the series is done before we declare that? Like, if they end up beating the Pacers, maybe we don't think about it that same way. Is that what you're getting at?
I think it depends on how they come out in Game Three.
I mean, you blew a 20-point lead. You had multiple times in that game. You had a 20-point lead, and then you blew a 7-point lead with a minute left.
They should have never had a 20-point lead. I like that.
Okay,
like,
but they did.
Like, that's the word that kept rolling around my head watching people react to this game in real time was the entitlement. Guys, you're not entitled to the Eastern Conference Finals. All right? That's the goal. This is what that team can absolutely do this year, and they can do more than that if they're healthy. But the point is, we all looked around when Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and DeAndre Hunter, we all looked around when they were ruled out being like, man, it's going to be hard to win this game. So, like, the idea, they blew a 20-point lead. They were the three of their six best players. They blew a 7-point lead. Yeah. Watch what they were doing. Those guys had nothing left in the tank.
But it doesn't negate what happened, though. Still happened.
But my point is, like, Elo and the Elo shot, guys, Cavs were 100% healthy. That was the maybe the best version of that team going up against, I don't know, the seventh best Jordan team, and it didn't matter. Like, that's, they're not even on the same, like, they're not even on the same planet. Like, yes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's game two, by the way. You didn't lose the series
on that one. If you have to wait until the series is over. Because I still believe the Cavs are going to win this series. I also think that we're going to have a lot of guys play on Friday that maybe didn't play on, you know, last night. So we'll,
who's left?
We'll wait and see.
Well, do you mean the stars that weren't there?
Yeah.
I didn't know if we were going to get an Imani Bates moment.
There's nobody else coming from the G League up. This is not a thing.
You know, Nick, this is where Peterlin goes all in on why Luke Travers should be in the starting lineup on Friday. I didn't know if you were going to hit
Kick
me with
rocks,
a swerve.
Craig Porter. You know what I thought of you getting minutes last night? No, but I really do. I think it's okay. I think it's okay to have an acknowledgement that in the span of 3 days, we watched them play two games, and this series has gone completely backwards to what anybody expected. And yes, health has been the kick in the nards.
But see, you're being fair there. There have been a lot of people who are not being fair. The criticism over the injured guys, the criticisms of the guys who did play last night. Honestly, guys, they also didn't lose because of the officials.
I think it's been a lot for people in 3 days going from a 64-win team that just ran over the Heat in the Series 1 to then have an understanding that this team may not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. You may not get past this Pacers team based off of the injuries and everything else.
Okay, did we think we were going to have our belief in this 100% all the time?
I think up until the Boston series, yeah, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be, especially after the Heat series, I think a lot of people had the expectation that it was not going to be the most difficult thing to get past Indiana, and we obviously couldn't prepare for the injuries to hit us the way that it did.
Okay, but I think my point is, like, if in two games you've lost all faith in this Cavs team, you never had faith in this Cavs team in the first place. You didn't. Like, if you're saying they can't win this series is over, fire Atkinson, I don't think people are saying, trade Darius, do this, do that, blow this
up.
That's
taking it to an extreme, though. Well, I just don't know that people were going that far last night, were they? And you seem like you think that they were. I wasn't.
I think people have done that all day long. Here.
I haven't heard many people go down that far of a road of the, you know, might as well not even play the games because we're just closed up shop and the season is done. It is a mystery as to what these teams are going to be healthy, and I think last night showed you they can play even without three great players missing. They can play with the Pacers. They can, but you get the guys back, and then all of a sudden. We should be a much better team than Indiana. We were all year long. There's no denying that.
And you still have five more games to prove it. And so...
The sky's not falling, Nick.
I think that's an important thing to remember. Like, this is another... Like, this is what we... Okay, we don't love the way it feels in real time. Okay, we can say 3 games from now, if the Pacers dispatch you in 5 games, we can look back in game 2 and said you never recovered from that. And that'll be a fair take. If you come out in game 3 and then you win the next 4 games, or if you win 4 of the next 5 games, which is what you're going to have to do to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, we're going to look back and say, that's the moment that lit the fire, that taught the Cavs, all right, you played 47 and a half minutes of great basketball and you lost it in 30 seconds. Like, teams don't just innately know how to win. And, like, if we start doing, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but I do think, like, it's easy to go, well, why don't they know yet? Because it takes a lot. It's really hard to win in the playoffs. And this idea that it's just linear constantly, it's not. Last night sucked. It did. I cannot tell you how little I enjoyed the last 2 minutes of that, which I believe played out in about 30 minutes of time because of things like replay and fouls and, you know, injuries and all this, that, and the other.
Yeah, the game was like 3 hours long.
I mean, it was, whew, you want to, like, that 30 minutes took more out of my life than the previous 47 and a half minutes of clock time, which took about an hour and a half to get through. All these things are true. But I just think, like, guys, this is where we're in it now. All right? And you either learn, you either figure it out, you either nut up if you want to, you either do it or you don't. And plenty of more often than not, teams don't. So, like, if they do it, it makes it more impressive. It sucked last night. It's one game. You got a lot.
I know. But I think a lot of people looked at it, especially how the first quarter went, and you're like, wow, even without so many great players on this team, you have such an advantage, and you're so much better than Indiana.
You're going to be able to
pull it off. You're going to be able to pull it off, and then, obviously, Indiana stole one.
You got it. Well, is it a steal, or do the Cavs give it away? Because if you think it's more of a collapse. I think it can be both.
That's why we talked about, like, was it a collapse? I saw this going around last night. Was it a collapse, or was it, what was the other term?
Comeback. It's right on the sheet there.
I think it can be both. Well, I saw it with Danny Parkin's poll last night instantly when it hit. And it was like, collapse, comeback.
Snaked me, the bastard.
He did. Clearly he did. But yeah, no, it can be both things. You can collapse, and you can also watch as the Pacers came back. I do believe both things can happen, especially with Halliburton hitting a three. That's incredible.
216-474-0092. I literally yelled with 11. He gets the ball in his hand. He's going to shoot it! Like an absolute moron. I'm so glad no one was in the room with me, because it was the dumbest thing I've ever said, as I felt my heart being ripped from my chest. And Mac, I see the look on Mac's face. Mac knows I've said a lot of dumb things. So for me to say it's the most reductive thing I've ever said in my life, pretty damn impressive. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We are going to get into it. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Daryl Ryder talking some renderings at 3. Steve Ashburner, NBA.com at 4:20. Dan Favalli of Bleacher Report coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. But where were you most frustrated with the Cavs, or with the way the game went with the Cavs in the Game 2 loss? And Tyrese Halliburton responded in real time to some of our chants. But what does that mean? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Can we all act like we've been here before, by the way? Like, I get, we were so spoiled with LeBron that it felt like LeBron would take 2 games before they would lose the first game of a series. That's not how every NBA series rolls out. Plenty of teams have lost the first 2 games of a series for whatever myriad of reasons that aren't even as valid as, in the second game, you were without 3 of your 6 best players and have come back to win series. So it's funny, like, I'm not trying to preach positivity. I'm just trying to, like, it's game 2 of a 7-game series, guys. Like, panicking today, it was gut-wrenching. There's no polishing the turd was how the game ended.
There's got to be a balance there, though, somewhat, right? And I don't need to play on the extremes of either end. Like, the acknowledgement that the series is far from over. The Cavs can definitely still win this series. You've just been injured, and you were ravaged by injuries in game 2. We'll see what happens in game 3, while also acknowledging that what you saw last night is not typical in a playoff game. Like, that is a very rare game. That's the type of game that you talk about for, you know, 20 years, being at that game.
But even so, because I think that's fair to say, that kind of, but even like calling it collapse, it's like, guys, if we had said you have a 7-point lead with however many minutes left, and you're without Darius, Evan, and DeAndre, you would have been like, there's no way. There's no, like, how the hell would you do that? So I feel like there was a lot of goalpost moving, because at some point in that game, we all locked in that they were going to win. By the way, me too. Me of the twoest.
Oh, yeah. The amount of text I almost sent in the third quarter after that argument we had about what type of Donovan Mitchell game it would be in the 6 o'clock hour.
I almost sent you the same text back, being like, well, I guess I almost sent you a tweet.
It was just pure snark, and that's all it was going to be, and so I just decided not to.
I would have graciously accepted snark.
I just decided not to send that text.
I was wrong.
Yeah, good thing we recorded it, because we don't want to hear it all day.
And that was from 2 times ago that I admit
that's
I was wrong.
That's right. Real growth right there. I don't think you have a recording of me saying I was wrong, by the way. Yeah. We'll let the record show that.
Interesting how that one goes.
Yeah, we'll let the record show.
So the guy getting jammed up for saying he was wrong, who says it like all the time, you know, free enough to say into a microphone, I'm not afraid of my own shadow like some people are.
There we go. How about you? How big of you?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Just saying, I'm better. No.
And, well, and you also didn't send the text you were going to admit to last night, but
well,
that's
no,
okay.
Because they lost the game. Come on.
That's right.
That's not how Cleveland does things.
Yeah, I told you. My mom's been in town, and she left this morning, but you know, last night, after the game, I'm subjecting her to, that's the wrong way to put this, but I was like, we got to listen to Jake. We got to put on Jake last night, and we got to listen to the, like, she watched the whole game with me. We had some painting we had to do.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and then you forced her to listen to Jake.
We're going to listen to Jake.
Yeah.
She got real mad at Jake in a couple instances.
Against,
it was really funny to me.
Against her will.
It was really funny to me.
The hostage situation is what you're describing.
But it was, I thought she made a decent point. You know, I told you forever, I mean, she's been the biggest Cubs fan, and she was talking about being at the Bartman game. You know, because she was at the Bartman game. She's like, you talk about that for 20, 25 years. She's like, that game last night, the one that we had watched, like, that's the way that the callers were calling in and the way that it was being interpreted. She's like, it's obvious. Like, that's the type of game that you guys will talk about for 15, 20 years. So I think there's got to be an acknowledgement of that, like, that side of things. And just you don't see 20-point games being blown that way. And you don't see teams lose.
The 20-point game thing is a little disingenuous. They had a 14-point lead. Like
why was it disingenuous? The score got to 20.
Okay, but was it 20 with whatever 5 minutes left to go?
It got to be 20 multiple times in the game.
What, in the fourth quarter?
No, but we don't count leads just
so
in the fourth quarter.
So we just picked the biggest score.
That's how it works. Okay. That's how it always works.
That just feels like a special level of flavor, like a special flavor of Haterade to point out the biggest lead in the game and be like, "You blew that."
That's how it works.
No,
it is a game of runs.
Wasn't a 20-point game for most of that game.
No, but it was a 20-point game at multiple times, by the way. It wasn't even just once. It was multiple times you had a 20-point lead.
Which means it went back down to 14 and then went back up. It's a game of runs. Like, that's... Okay,
if I say they had a 20-point lead, they had a 20-point... That's not a debate. That's a fact.
Yeah, but I think framing it as they blew a 20-point lead is a little... I think it's a little leaning into the skit a little bit.
I think it just speaks to the remarkability of that game and how you went up 20 to begin with Donovan and everyone else associated, and the way that Donovan was playing, how hard he was playing. But yeah, that was we've seen, by the way, this year, I did want to note out, we've seen more 20-point games blown this season in the NBA than we've seen in NBA history. Last I looked up the stat on it, we were at 70 games in the regular season that a team blew 20-point games. Like, and I think a lot of that had to do with the 3-point shot. But yeah, so like it happens. It does happen, but it's still a very rare feat.
216-474-0092. Where are you most frustrated with after the Cavs game 2 loss? I'm just frustrated that it happened the way it happened. I'm not frustrated with Donovan. I'm not frustrated with Max. Like, I'm sorry, Max's inbound pass doesn't make up for the 23, or doesn't offset the 23 points. Donovan not closing out, that doesn't offshoot what, 46, 48 points last night? That was it. Nine assists, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, like all-time performance. I think some of the reaction at points can turn into, not everything's Bartman, right? Like, if that was a deciding game, it's an all-timer. It's game 2 of a 7-game series. And now it becomes, what the hell do the Cavs make out of it? But I'm not frustrated with anybody individually. It was a team loss as much as you possibly can.
I'm frustrated with Ty Jerome. I want the record to show. You're not frustrated with anyone. I'm frustrated with Ty Jerome. 1 for 14?
Guys, he shouldn't be your second playmaker.
He shouldn't be making 14 shots in a game, or at least attempting 14 shots in a game, and then going 1 for 14.
I mean, somebody has to attempt something, right? Like, if his job is...
20 shots shouldn't have been the game plan in game 1, and 14 shots shouldn't have been the game plan in game 2.
As the secondary creator, who else is taking those shots? You want more Isaac Okoro shots?
We got to spread it out. When you are combined...
But who else?
When you're a combined 2 for 34 in the series, we gotta figure this out.
Who are your shooters on the court?
We there are guys that can shoot the ball.
But where else do they go? I mean, Max had 23 points.
Yeah, Max did have 23 points. If that's what you got to do, if you got to find somebody else to chuck, and Merrill had 10 shot attempts too, by the way.
If when Darius comes back, whenever that might be, if when Darius comes back, Ty is still attempting 14 to 20 field goals per game, I will be with you on the bandwagon. We will be driving him to Brooklyn ourselves this summer.
I mean, but they were doing
we'll make a documentary about it. Important
postseason game. Ty, just keep shooting and figure it out. Okay. That's a bold play. Is that not a bold play?
I mean, it worked until it didn't work.
It didn't work. No part of it worked.
You said they had a 20-point lead in that game. They blew
That's because of Donovan, not Ty Jerome.
And Maxters. Keith in Pepper Pike. Keith, welcome to the show. Keith.
Would have been a 30-point lead if Ty Jerome played well.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm a little rambunctious today, buddy.
We're here. I'm not an extremist, but I'm just hear me out on this. Okay? They couldn't box out. They couldn't secure a rebound. They couldn't defend the three. They couldn't get the ball in. But the last 5 out of 6 games that the Cavs have won against the Pacers, they've lost 5 of them. So my thing is this: they may have had a better season record-wise, guys, but I'm the opposite. The Pacers are going to win this series, and it's probably going to sweep the Cavs now.
Keith, when the Pacers are up 2-0. Really going out on a limb there. This is why we love you, Keith.
Wait a minute. Hold it, guys. Are you still there?
We're still there. Come on.
I'm still here.
Oh, guys, I have bets on this from the beginning of the series. I'm a basketball player, all right? My whole life. I understand.
Where'd you play? What level? What college? Come on now.
Hold it. Let me finish. You guys said act like we've been here before. Yeah, we have. With this team. With Donovan Mitchell. And I'm not blaming Donovan. He balled his ass off. I was proud of his efforts last night. But you can't lose. This would have been different if we came back from 20 points and lost like that. We choked that away, guys. And get a sports guy in here as opposed to a clergyman that's sitting up here making all of these excuses for the Cavs. They choked, guys.
Wait, Keith. I think
you're the clergyman in this instance.
Keith, yeah, it's a coward move.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah,
he insulted you
basketball.
And then he hung up.
Hey, I go down the road and shoot hoops at the local YMCA since I was 3 years old. I'm a basketball player. All right, I'm going to need – give me your college basketball reference page. No, that's fine. By the way, that is the most obvious thing in the world. Congrats on the most obvious statement. They're going to lose the series. Wow. By the way, the people tweeting last night, the Pacers are just a better team. Oh, because they won 2 straight games. Wow, man, the analysis. I mean, just this is this. God, the loser mentality is clinging to the why. What? Why, God? Why? Get your head out of your ass. It's the NBA playoffs. It's hard to win in the NBA playoffs, right? You don't win every game. All right, the Cavs are not entitled to winning a damn thing, and they've got to learn that just as much as we do. But LeBron James isn't walking through that door, and this it might not be the year for this team to go where we want them to. And that sucks, but just this overreaction of no excuses. Yes, excuses! If Indiana was without three of their six best players, take Miles Turner off, take what's the dumb kids, Mathurin's, and take Nembhard off, they're getting blown out every one of these games by 30 points. So it sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It was unbearable to watch that game leak the way it did. But to then take it any farther than that, guys, you're two games down. Teams do this all the time.
Yeah, the series isn't over. It's far from over.
Sign the clergyman. The new pope. Ooh.
There's been seven instances where a team has erased a 2-0 deficit and dropping the first two games at home in NBA history.
No, that can't be because the Pacers are a better team. Yeah, okay. The series is over. 216-474-0092. We got some calls here. We might push quick hits into maybe the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
A lot of emotions going right now. We'll give you guys your opportunity to speak on this.
The clergyman's riled up.
Kind of love the clergyman thing. I mean, I don't think clergymen are going to love the association, but for me, can I get a papal hat? Can I get a mitre?
You become a clergyman, and then you can go for pope like you wanted to.
No, I don't want to do that. That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, you got rid of that?
A lot of expertise.
You got rid of that thought, huh?
When I go on my soapbox, I just want that hat to go on. Feel real papal.
Real papal.
Real papal. What are you most frustrated with after the game two loss?
A real papal relating with real people.
I'm a man of the papal. Tyrese Halliburton's answering to the Cavs fans in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. For you, what was the most frustrating part of that loss?
Ty Jerome.
Yeah?
Yeah, Ty Jerome. Yeah, I don't know the answer to it. I just know that Ty Jerome now in the last two postseason games has basically been shown why postseason basketball is different than regular season basketball.
I think the answer is Darius coming back. That I think maybe that's like it. I'm like Goodwill Hunting this. Ty, it's not your fault. Ty, it's not your fault.
It was an odd defense, I thought, of Ty Jerome that you had last segment, but I appreciate you going to bat for him when no one else will.
I just think he's playing out of spot. I don't think he should be your secondary creator.
This is what postseason basketball is, too. And there's a lot of postseason basketball that we said all throughout the regular season would limit Ty Jerome, and here now it is. But it's not as if the Cavs have any other true options or what they can do. It's just that's your reality, and that's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'm dying to find out what happens with Friday with this injury report now. Will they take it easy on these players? Will they rush them back? How do they do this? But you need to have some more guys out there on Friday.
I will say, Ty really just goes to that floater a little too often. Like, in a way, like, there's just, you can tell if a guy really is confident. And there are points in, like, the Miami series where Ty was supremely confident in that floater. You can watch, if you watch every Ty floater from the beginning of this series to the last one in last night's game, you can see the confidence devolving with every shot. Because there were times where it was just, he doesn't even go up. It doesn't even get like the leg off the ground. He just kind of, there's just a little, he's like, oh, maybe if I just, okay.
And he's missing shots that we saw him routinely make is the other part of this. Yes. Like, it does feel like Jared Allen 2 years ago said the lights were too bright. It feels like the lights are too bright for Ty Jerome.
I just think there's just too much on his plate. If he's the third creator or secondary creator at any point on the court for a small amount of time, it's fine. But like, if you want the best 3-point shooting version of Ty, he can't be out here carrying the playmaking load the way he is. And Ty is who he is. He's a sixth player. Like, I feel like any sixth or seventh best player in the roster that you elevate up because you don't have a true backup point guard because you already have Darius and Donovan, I think anyone's going to struggle in that moment.
Sure. It felt like a real opportunity for him in the past two games. He hasn't risen above it. That's why it was frustrating.
216-474-0092. Let's go. Where do you want to go here?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out which one. Let's go to Joe, because Joe seems angry.
Joe in Independence. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Nick, Jonathan, I've got a serious question for you guys, okay?
I have a half-serious answer.
Okay, well, how many more times in our Cleveland sports history are we going to have to see that same ending that we saw yesterday? I mean, we're
another three times at least.
We're up 117 to 110 with 47 seconds left. Why can't they bleep and close out the game?
Joe, let me ask you, should they have ever been in a position to win that game?
Okay, well, no, they shouldn't have, because according to coach, they played their butts off. They played their butts off with three all-stars on the bench.
The clergyman has spoken.
They played their butts off for 47 minutes, but what happened to the last minute? I mean, I'm starting to think, is this a Cleveland thing or is this a Cavs thing that we tend to lose like this?
I don't think it's either. I think it was just you were shorthanded and that game went the way it went. Am I just not engaging you enough on that? Should I be more argumentative, Joe? Because I just want there's more games to go. I just want you to know there is still hope.
I mean, I think that would be called reckless speculation right there.
Oh, no, there literally are. That's
not reckless.
I promise you, there are at least two more games after this one.
It's not even speculative.
Two more chances to win. I promise. Half of what I do is reckless, but that is at least for once not speculation, Joe. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
Joe was perfect for you, though.
I feel like we ended in like a perfect spot there with Joe.
I know. I kind of wanted Joe to go back after you a little bit, because he went to the exact thing that you've been arguing about now for 40 minutes. That this is not something that is going to live in Cleveland history, essentially. Whereas I think it depends how the series goes. It is the type of game that people will remember for a very long time. Hell, even if the Cavs win this series, it's the type of game people will remember for a very long time.
But it doesn't mean
the series is over.
If the Cavs win this series and people are still talking about it in like a, oh, you had to be there moment, as if it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, I think that is the definition of loser mentality.
I think from a stunning factor, I just think it's one of those things. All my in-laws were at the game, mother, father, and brother-in-law, and they said it was just the amount of... It was as if somebody just popped a balloon inside the arena. Like, just everything, all the air got let out, and it was deafening.
Where would you like to go now?
I'm trying to find people that are mad. Not crazy, but mad. And I don't want to go to the officiating, which is half the calls right now. All right, Doc and Little. No, not Doc. Doc is the Pacers guy.
Yep.
Well, now I have to go to Doc. No, I didn't want to go to Doc. I forgot Doc's the Pacers guy.
Little Rock,
Doc
and Little Rock. You front-running son of a so-and-so.
Oh, Doc, I don't like you very much right now, Doc.
Well, I'm just wondering if the Cavs are still going to win in five, Peterlin.
No, they're going to win in six.
You promised me they were going to win.
Wait,
in five.
Wait, wait, wait. How does this come down to me? This was a Nick proclamation.
This is a total JP thing. He's trying to bait and switch you, Doc.
Classic this show. That's what this is. Doc, that is classic this show. If I say something
about,
that's
Doc.
Right, people are like, Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job. Yep. Meanwhile, if Nick says something that's wrong, it's like, that JP, what an idiot.
That guy doesn't
know anything that's going on.
By the way, Doc. Cavs in six.
Well, you said that the Cavs had such a better offense.
They do, though. They do. When you have the three of their top five players are healthy, Doc.
I told you on Monday that all you had was the main man, Mitchell, was awesome. He played it. I don't know what's
His
more
name's
he could
Donovan
do.
Mitchell.
And then you had Hunter, and then Hunter disappeared, and so did your offense.
Because he was hurt. He didn't play in the game.
I'm just kind of confused because you swore to me
it's
that
not
they had
confusing.
Offense.
Three of their top five players were not in the game, Doc, and no part of it's confusing.
With that now.
Very easy, Doc. There was injuries. Injuries ravaged this team.
My team is healthy.
Doc, I'm beginning to think you're not a doctor at all.
They get no credit for being the better team because they're healthy.
Yeah, you're not the better team. You're not the better team. You're healthier, but you're not the better team.
In no category
are you the better team.
You are who you say you are who you are. You are who your record is. They're up 2-0 in the series.
Our record 64 wins in the regular season. What's your record?
I don't play for the team, so I'm not that much of a meatball. But the Pacers weren't as good in the regular season, but they are the better team now. They are the better team.
What a bold stance there, Doc. We'll talk after game three. Doc in Little Rock. I'm beginning to think he's not a doctor.
Yeah.
Daryl Ryder.
You want to talk about obvious statements for 500, Alex? There we go.
Well, see, the Pacers have won more games in this series, so they're the better team. Yes. Thank you.
Analysis.
Daryl Ryder joining us. We'll get his thoughts. I'm sure we're going for a measured take here, boys. We got Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.